Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And I'm glad you're here. John Chisholm is our guest. Our new friend, Unleash Your Inner Company, is his book, and brand new book. UnleashYourInnerCompany.com is the website. You can find it, I'm sure, wherever books are sold. John, you want to give us another website?
Well, my own website is www.johnchisholmventures.com.
Okay. And tell us about
that. There's also a Facebook page for Unleash Your Inner Company.
Okay. All right. So check that out. John, are you keeping up with what the Fed's doing, some of the practices of the Fed? Speaking not necessarily about regulation, but monetary policy is another issue that affects businesses, whether they know it or not. Do you keep up with that at all? Are you tracking what the Fed's doing?
Well, generally, Jim, would you have a specific?
They're meeting today, and the interest rates. They may raise interest rates again, and you know the monetary policies. Those things. Every time they turn a switch one way, it causes an equal and opposite reaction somewhere else. A lot of times, and I didn't know whether you had an opinion about how the Fed has handled the recovery.
Well, one of the key things that's made America great for 250 years, and that drove its extraordinary economic growth for most of its history, so that it was unambiguously and still is unambiguously the richest country in the world, mm-hmm. is the fact that we have so many people able to trade freely, able to enjoying relatively light regulation, so that regulation doesn't mm-hmm. Preclude trade from taking place. We have private property, which is protected so that people are incentivized to preserve and invest in what they own to enhance. And we have a sound currency for most of that time, so that people have known what they are offering and receiving in trade. And these things have enabled people to engage in what are win-win situations, a positive-sum situations. If you and I trade so that I give you something in exchange for something, that's a win-win. Mm-hmm. If it were not a win-win, we wouldn't do it. If I steal something from you, that's not a win-win. That's a win-lose.
That's right.
I win, you lose. And so we have had an environment that, for the most part, has promoted win-wins. And the amount of benefit to any American on any of these trades may be very small. But when you add them all up over the decades since we were founded and over all of the millions of people who live in the United States, it has hugely advanced the well-being of our country. And the good news is some of this is extending overseas now and has been over the last decade and century. And so as a result, people are being able to be pulled out of poverty mm-hmm. Overseas as well. So the very simple rules that enable this growth in the quality of life and economic growth in the nation, I talk about in the last chapter of the book. That's the ethics of entrepreneurship. I refer to them as the Adam Smith rules, mm-hmm. because Adam Smith was the economist who first articulated these way back in 1776, the same year our country was born.
And the Wealth of Nations.
Yes, the Wealth of Nations, and he there describes the only things that you need are a handful of things: free trade, light regulation, light taxes, protection mm-hmm. of private property, and sound currency, the things I just mentioned. And so the amount of government that it requires, that is required for a company to prosper, is very modest, mm-hmm. a very small, just to do these things.
But We've got about 100 times more than that what's required.
Yes.
And part of that, John, is our own fault, because every time one of us gets the red licked off for candy, we turn around to a politician and say, somebody ought to do something about that. And they think that means them. And they go do something about it, and every time they help one person, they hurt 10 people. It seems like to me, a lot of times.
The last two chapters of the book, the regulation chapter and the ethics chapter, I talk about two different forms of regulation of society and economies. One form is natural, organic, emergent from the bottom up. And these are things like the laws of supply and demand. No mm-hmm. matter what we do, we're not going to get around or circumvent mm-hmm. the laws of supply and demand, no matter how much we may try.
If you want to know, if you don't believe that, folks, look at the price of oil right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's more supply, mm-hmm. thanks to new technology.
Mm-hmm. John, I only got about 30 seconds. I'm going to get you back, though. You got so much more to teach us. I'd like your last thoughts to my audience before you leave.
Well, read the book, and I think you'll see how it's applicable to your business and steps that you can take to help us all improve.
It's a unique book, folks. I'm getting more and more into it as I go through it. John Chisholm, thanks for being here. The book is called Unleash Your Inner Company by John Chisholm. John, will you come back another day?
I'd be delighted to, Jim. Thank
you. We enjoyed having you here. Good job. We'll talk to you next time. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.